Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Well, she has been the face of Channel 9's Getaway program for many, many years. We all know her name. Katrina Rowntree's joining us on the show. And she's just written a brand new book called A Grandmother's Wisdom, Lessons Learned at My Nan's Knee. Pretty cool title. Welcome aboard, Katrina.
Hello there. Lovely to chat with you.
Now, listen, some of us, of course, don't have grandparents. You know, they might have moved on before we sort of entered the world. You were very lucky. You not only had a wonderful relationship with your nan, but she also lived with you, didn't she?
Or should I say, we lived with her. I think Nan would like me to mention that. I know now how blessed I was. Of course, when you're growing up, when you share that friendship, you think it's normal. You think that other people have that. I slowly realized over time by the interest other people took in that relationship, by media attention on the relationship, that not everybody shared that, or maybe they wished they could have that, or it reminded them of something that they had had in the past. So I now feel incredibly grateful for, I suppose, what was a symbiotic relationship that I had with Nan.
It's such a special relationship, though, isn't it? That grandchild-grandparent relationship. And now we're seeing a lot more of it. You know, as parents are working, you're really seeing that bond. We've just done some research, interesting enough, about third-generation travel now, where grandparents are actually funding families to go away on holidays. And
I hear about it every day.
Exactly.
What I thought was interesting is recently I was asked to give a speech about how the relationships have changed and how the relationship that I had with my nan might be a thing of the past. I couldn't disagree more. Mm-hmm. And I did a whole speech about how important those relationships are, how valued they are. Also, you mentioned, you know, for me, I spend my life traveling. I just got back from South America. I was in Peru. They have no welfare system. You have to look after your family members.
Yeah.
And the family unit has never been so close. And I see that all over the world.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, now in Australia with more parents working, we value that relationship. My mother-in-law has a beautiful relationship with her grandchildren. It's never been more important.
Yeah. It's funny, my nan is 95 and still lives at home, and I see her every single day. I've got the sort of relationship that you probably have with your nan. And it's interesting, the other day she said to me, you know, I won't be around forever. And I was sitting there, and I'm about to turn 40, and I'm going, I never thought about that.
Oh my
I always thought you were going to be here.
We would never, ever speak about her not being there. It was all, gosh, you're going to get a letter from the Queen soon, Nan.
Yeah.
We're striving to get her to the next milestone.
What are some of the lessons you have learnt from your nan?
Never do anything you wouldn't want to see on the cover of the Herald. never drink alcohol around people who have the power to affect your career. Don't be photographed with alcohol in your hands.
Yeah.
Always choose kindness. Be careful who you listen to.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to like you, darling.
Yeah. I've had that.
Give me that. If give me that credit card and let me cut it up. I suppose, you know, another thing for my nan, she said to me, I'll only die happy knowing you have your own roof over your own head, forcing me to save and invest rather than spend everything I earn.
Yes.
Even though my nan wouldn't be able to say that she was dispensing wonderful tidbits of information, it came at a rapid pace.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's what I've been able to document in this book as well.
Well, Katrina, thank you very much for joining us on today's program. Very, very interesting insights there to your grandma.
Oh, look, it's my pleasure. And I suppose I also would just like people to know it doesn't have to be a wonderful relationship with a nan. It can be with a neighbour or a best friend. But love can be incredibly empowering.
Fantastic. So the book is called A Grandmother's Wisdom, Lessons Learned at My Nan's Knee. Katrina Rowntree. And, of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com. Thanks, Katrina.
My pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.